The new year is going to change a lot of things for a lot of people. Time for resolutions, you know that. But it's also going to change your life if you are a potential home buyer, if you have any kind of mortgage, because the feds are changing mortgage rules yet again. They are upping the stress test, the famous test to see how much you can actually afford to borrow. And everyone's going to be under the microscope now, not just people who don't have 20% to put down. This could make a big change in the way people get mortgages, potentially refinance mortgages, and also in how much house you'll be able to afford to buy if you're looking to get one. To talk more about that, we're joined now by Erica Alini. She is Money and Consumer Reporter at Global News. Hi, Erica.
Hi, Tasha.
Hi. So walk us through these changes. What are they?
Okay, so the main change is that now, even if you're getting an uninsured mortgage, so if you have, you know, a down payment of 20% mm-hmm. or more, you are going to have to undergo the stress test. So before January 1st, only you only have to take the stress test if you didn't have a down payment of at least 20%.
And how does the stress test work? How stressful is it?
I think it's going to be quite stressful for a lot of people in the market to buy a new home. And it's meant to ensure that you are going to be able to withstand rising interest rates.
Right.
And it's going to make sure that you're not going to take on too much debt, that you're not going to be able to service.
Which is a good thing in some ways. And we don't want people taking on too much debt. They have a lot of debt. Most of that debt, though, I think the excess debt people have isn't necessarily their house. It's things like credit cards and stuff like that. So why is the government going after this? Why is this changing in terms of how much they want people to borrow on their home?
So, yes, so like you said, mortgage debt is, so there's an enormous amount of mortgage debt that Canadians have, and this could become sort of a risk to the entire financial system. This is what the Canadian government is trying to prevent. So they mm-hmm. want you to make sure that you're not overstretched, so that you don't pose a risk to the lender that is lending you the money. You were saying, you know, you made a good point about credit card debt. So, of course, the mortgage debt right now comes with very small, very low interest rates, and there's all kinds of other debt that have much higher interest rates and that people struggle to keep up with to a much greater extent. But in terms of size, mortgage debt is enormous. So this is why they're trying to tackle it. In terms of what it means for borrowers, so if you're in the market to buy a house next year and you were planning to buy a house with a down payment of 20% or more, now you're going to have to face the stress test, which means that the lender is going to see if, you know, your finances sort of are adequate, not just for the mortgage rate that they are going to offer you,
mm-hmm.
but for a higher interest rate.
And how is that higher rate determined? Is that the benchmark rate?
Yeah, it could be two things. It's the higher of either something called the benchmark mortgage rate, which is right now of almost 5%, 4.99%, or your contract rate plus 2 percentage points.
Hmm. Okay. So in other words, even if you qualify, even if you find a lender who will give you a great rate, that's not the rate that you're going to be tested for in determining the amount you can borrow.
Correct. And so if you don't, say you have your you have set your eyes on a house that you would be able to buy this year with a large down payment, it might be the case that in the next year for that you wouldn't qualify to buy that same house, and
yeah.
you would have to either buy a less expensive house or maybe sort of press the pause button and save up more.
Yeah, and some people are saying it would basically force you to set your eye on a house that's up to 20% cheaper. In today's market, with the average price of a house in Toronto, a detached anyway, over the $1 million mark, that is a lot of money. So that's probably going to affect home prices too. Something to think about. Now, what if you already own? What if you're renewing your mortgage?
So if you're renewing your mortgage, you don't have to face the stress test if you're staying with your current lender. You would have to take the stress test if you wanted to sort of shop around and go with a different financial institution. What this means is that if you don't qualify with the higher sort of stress test rate, you pretty much have to, you're stuck with your current lender, mm-hmm. which means you might have less negotiating power.
For sure. And what if you're refinancing?
So if you're refinancing right now, you'd have to qualify for your current mortgage rate. So say you have a mortgage with $100,000 left of balance and you want to take out $50,000 more, say to do a home renovation, and your mortgage rate is like 3.3%. Right now, the lender will look at your finances and see, can you take on a $150,000 loan at 3.3%? Mm-hmm. With the stress test, they're going to have to vet you for that loan, $150,000, against, 5.3%.
Because it's 2% higher. Wow, that can make a significant difference as to whether you get it or you might not get as much. Is everyone going to be affected by this? Are there people who will not be affected by the changes coming in on January 1?
So if you pass the stress test, which means that you're not trying to get the largest
mortgage possible
mortgage you could possibly qualify for it right now, then you have little to worry about.
Right.
And then there are other exemptions for sort of people who are sort of caught up mid-transaction, sort of.
If you buy the house, if you sign the deal, the purchase agreement before January 1st, are you going to be affected by the rules even if you close afterwards?
Likely not. You can close in 2018 and not have to face the stress test. There will be a cutoff date at some point, but it's not clear yet when that cutoff will be. If you have been pre-approved for a mortgage but you haven't found a home yet, you have 120 days starting January 1st to close.
Okay.
And something similar applies if you have a refinance commitment before January 1st.
Okay, and I understand, lastly, that not all lending institutions are affected equally by this.
That's true, because these are financial regulations, so mm-hmm. they apply only to financially regulated lenders, which means all of the big banks. But credit unions are regulated provincially, which means that they don't have to adopt these rules.
Interesting. Okay, well, a lot of good advice and information there people may not be aware of. January 1st is coming, so make that move if you're going to make it. Erica Alini, I want to thank you so much. Erica is a money and consumer reporter at Global News. Thank you.
Thanks, Sasha.